What up, what up? You guys are listening to Live at 27. I'm going to adjust my microphone because you can. Your mic isn't on yet. Mine's going to sound weird. Or it's not going to sound weird. I don't know. Hello, hello. All right. Can you all say hi?
Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
Let's get on air rowdy.
Did you say howdy, howdy?
Yes.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Just scroll by without saying howdy.
Yeah.
But why howdy, howdy? But I mean, like, maybe one howdy.
I'm just very willing to say hello.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what's up, guys? You're listening to Live at 27, and I'm your host, Katie G. And I got drunk this last weekend and did not text my ex-boyfriend. So if there's an award or a medal out there, please hand that to me. Thank you. With me in the studio today, I have some members of Pass the Flask.
Hello.
So, why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Michael. I play guitar and sing real pretty and pass the flask.
I'm Curtis. I play drums and sometimes I sing pretty and pass the flask.
Do you sometimes sing like garbage or do you just sometimes sing and it's always pretty?
Sometimes sing and it's always pretty.
Okay. I
yeah.
We're pretty on point at all times.
I don't agree with that.
do you guys harmonize?
No, not at all.
Can you guys harmonize something for me?
Let's do an E.
E.
Is that good?
That's pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good. It sounds spot on.
Let's try a C. C.
Is that a C? Whatever, man.
Can you guys do a Q?
Nope.
Q.
Q. I feel like if there was a Q, that's
probably it. Q for cute, and that's what that was.
Cute.
Cute starts.
Keep flying off.
It does start with a C.
It does start with a C. Where are you getting cute at?
I don't know. I was not there. I'm a dummy.
He was trying. So, you guys have been on the radio before, and you were on the radio actually just a few days ago.
Yeah, we were locals on the 8 at 7. That was fun.
We aired some of our new live tracks off that. What was it? Of Grade Studios where we're recording there. Yep.
Very cool. So since you guys are pretty much all stars at the radio, I got two questions for each of you. One, I need to hear your radio voice.
Thank you for logging in to KRFF, Radio Free Fargo.
Michael Hansen coming down the middle. Oh, he took first place, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Michael Hansen.
There we go. That's good, right?
I thought that was pretty good.
No, that was very good. And then I want to know, what would be your DJ names?
I mean,
You're fine.
There you go.
Everyone.
DJ? I don't know. I have a second account that I use on gaming called Krakatoa, so I'd probably just do a DJ Krakatoa fitting, right?
I'd call you a Kurt Ball.
Kurt Ball. I like that, too.
Kind of like a curve ball.
Throwing a Kurt Ball.
Go with Skrillex.
How'd you get that?
Well, I like skillets, and a lot of cool people use the gamer tags with X's in them. So Skrillex.
Yep.
I think it would go really well.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I don't know. I feel like I've heard that before.
If I had to go outside that, I would probably go DJ Hank Breed. I don't know. That's just...
It's simple enough. I get it.
It's my old Twitter handle.
There you go.
My followers, my 700 followers before I deleted it would understand.
I think so. When I first got into Xbox, my gamer tag was Miss D-Bag.
I remember that.
Yeah, I thought it was the funniest.
I vividly remember that. Yep.
That was the funniest.
I'd be playing. It was a very easy name to notice because I'd be playing a game then. Oh, Miss D-Bag's online.
Miss D-Bag's on. What games did you play on Xbox? Not Xbox One. We're talking back when I had one.
Oh, yeah. When okay. After Mike graduated, me, him, and my girlfriend at the time, and a couple other people, I moved in together. And him and I would always play. For a while, it was Geometry Wars 2. We'd try to beat each other on specific game types. It's a weird game.
Yeah.
One that everyone will recognize. Yeah, that did get very heated. Another one that got very heated was Halo Reach. We'd just hang out and play Halo Reach for like it was our jobs for like 60 hours a week, you know?
I felt so I played Call of Duty, and correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like you played one or the other. You either played Call of Duty or you played Halo.
I would agree a little bit. I was super into Black Ops, and I was super into Halo. I liked Halo because it was fun, like drinking and throwing grenades and shooting your friends. That was a lot of fun. And I like Call of Duty for the aspect of like a little bit more like realistic, like two shots and you're down aspect. I didn't like when Halo started acting like Call of Duty. I liked them separate. But there are people that are very one and the other.
Yeah. I mean, I was never a COD person. I enjoyed Halo. But Gears of War was my go-to. That game was
Gears tight. Of War. Okay, yep. So that was my next thing. So legitimately, what I would mainly play is Gears of War and Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead was fun, too.
Left 4 Dead was so fun. And it was so fun because, like, none of my girlfriends play video games. Mm-hmm. But I could get them to play that one because you didn't even have to aim. It would actually automatically aim for you. If you just started shooting and you didn't touch anything else, the gun would actually point towards the zombie.
It's been so long since I've played that. But
so like, you didn't have to be skilled, and that's why I could get them to play that. I'd be like, no, I promise it's fun. Like, you don't really have to try.
Sure.
You know? But that game was fun. And I'm sad that they stopped making those, actually.
Yeah, I wish they would have kept going.
Did they just do two?
They did two, and there was an expansion. Spoiler alert, real quick, where one of them ended up getting killed off. Like, all eight of them met up, and then one of them died. I don't know which one. I never played it. I just heard.
I don't know if that's a spoiler. Sort of.
Sort of. But you don't know who dies. Someone dies. You don't know who. You should probably go back and play those, huh?
Mike, I feel like I can't hear you.
Okay. I'll sit closer.
Which mic are you?
I am this mic.
It says Mike 4.
Mike 4.
It says Mike Hansen.
It says Mike Hansen.
Does it really? No.
Dude, your DJ name could be DJ Mic Drop.
DJ Mic Drop. I could be the situation.
Oh, God. Yes.
The incarceration.
Which one?
In the situation before I get arrested for tax evasion, then I'd be the incarceration. This is all Jersey Shore.
Did you just rap?
No,
think you just kind of dropped a line.
You ever seen Mike rap? It's pretty cool.
Can you rap?
Well,
do
no.
you need me to? Do you need me to play? I'll find.
You need some liquid courage.
I need a lot of liquid courage.
But it's radio. No one can see us, and only my mom's listening. Okay. Say hi to my mom, by the way.
Hi, Katie's mom.
Hello, mom.
So
hi.
That's our only listener, so you can totally rap.
Ah, shoot. so I'm much better when I'm around my dogs. Because I'll be like, POTTY, puppies go potty, outside go potty. Hey, hey, go potty. Woo. I'll do stuff like that.
You didn't.
So suck on that.
So, very nice. If you guys are trying to teach your puppies to go potty outside, Mike's got a rap for you.
Yeah.
To teach your puppies.
POTTY. Puppies go potty outside. Hey, hey.
Puppies go potty outside, potty outside, potty outside. Turn, turn, turn.
Wow, y'all are really good at this.
your glands are full. You're ready to go.
No!
Mom, spaghetti out the door. I have no idea.
All right. Well,
I'm trying to do things about dogs going potty. Keeping it clean, keeping it fresh.
I got nothing.
You just have cats, right?
I have one cat. Yeah.
So, what's your song for your cat?
I don't have one. I don't sing to my cat.
What did you teach your kitten how to use the litter box?
No. She already knew how to use it when I got her.
Oh, so
yeah, that was convenient. I didn't get like the super annoying tiny kitten phase where they're always like scratching at everything. She was like a year old when I got her, so she was pretty well trained.
I just have cactuses.
Those are important.
Oh.
They're pokey kids.
They're pokey kids?
Yeah.
I now have a seed starter plant, and it's going to be peppers, but it was between peppers or tomatoes. I made them at work, and we actually made so it's origami, but you take newspaper and you make it into a box for your seed starter, so when you actually plant it into a garden, you don't have to remove the plant. Because the newspapers are whatever.
Biodegradable.
Thank you. And that's why Curtis is on the show to assist me with words. And so I couldn't decide if I wanted the tomatoes or the peppers. I picked the peppers and then named my new pepper plant Tom.
Oh, that's a good name for a pepper plant.
Yeah. So you got to adjust your mic. Mom says she can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm just going to get right up in here.
You can just move it.
Oh, I can move it right to my face?
Just move it.
Yeah. The stance adjustable, dude.
All right.
Yeah, they just sound really obnoxious when they're on.
That's fair.
But every mom's heard it enough.
I felt like it picked up all my movements, and I was afraid. I was backing away. But I'm here. I'm ready to go. Good. Hi, Katie's mom.
Hi, Katie's mom. Again.
You're very supportive, and that's important.
It is important. She's my biggest.
I did it again. I didn't even tell my mom or my dad about it. Whatever.
You didn't tell your mom or dad about the show?
No, I didn't tell about the last one either. I'm very, very bad about that. Well, my dad's in South Korea. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah. It's all the way over there. They got internet down there, though.
Well, and actually, my friend Damien in Australia listens to the show.
What up, Damien?
What up, Damien?
Sup, Damien? So, kind of South Korea invalid.
Yeah.
Isn't...
That was a little invalid. I also didn't tell my parents, so...
Oh, I suppose he's awake. Oh, well.
My dad called me yesterday, too, and he asked me what was up, and I told him, but I didn't tell him about this. I'm sorry.
Way to go.
I took off work, so maybe I was a little ashamed, but I'm not...
I'm going to text her real quick.
We could have had all of our parents listening.
Oh, my God. I'll send them a link.
Well, she's always by her phone. It's not too late, right?
No, it's not too late.
No. With the time change, everyone still feels like it's like 7:15.
Yeah.
Yo, for real.
Yeah. I woke up today and I was obnoxiously tired and I was like, why? I went to bed early, I thought. Kind of. I don't know. Not really. But like, I'm really, really tired. And I was like, oh, because right now it's like 6 a.m. I'm sorry, I'm on the radio. I did the quotations when I said 6 a.m.
I saw it.
I saw it too.
The people who matter saw it. Just kidding, Mom. Just kidding, Mom. You matter.
Damien, you matter too.
Shots fired. And Damien, yes.
Sorry, Damien. You totally matter. Yeah, well, okay. So last week I had my friend Alex, who's on the show, and he told his parents. So come on, guys. And that was to be fair, it was his very first time on the radio. So maybe it was a little more.
That is fair.
You know, to be like, hey, listen to me. Type thing.
I like for myself, I feel more pressure with my parents listening, so I think that was might have been more of a.
I don't really think about it. I guess it's, I don't know.
My mom knows me.
Sure.
You know, I came out of her womb.
Yeah.
I lived in her.
For a while.
Holy crap.
Yeah, for like a minute.
Longer
That's
than
so weird.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Never mind. No. Nope. I don't know where I was going with that. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We're totally moving on. So, you guys know like. Bar stamps, you know how you get stamped when you go to like an event?
Oh, yes. Yep, definitely.
So, and you guys work a lot of events, don't you? I mean, like, I know that you bartend, but like, are you ever the stamp person? You have been before, haven't you?
I mean, at some events that like Jack's running at the Red Raven or back in the old New Direction Fest, not New Direction Fest, New Direction days, I would sit at the door occasionally when no one else was there in stamp hands, but... I don't know. I've never gone to a show specifically to be the guy that stamps hands, I guess. So, yeah.
I've seen a lot of it. I think the most I've done is working the back door at Dempsey's and band members come in and they're underage. And so you put an X on their hand so they can't drink like the bands.
Yes.
It's a 303 lyric. But
oh, my gosh. I saw an X on someone's hand and I thought that they were just doing that thing that we all used to do when we were younger, like saying, like, hey, I'm straight edge.
No. That could be both.
I mean, it could.
Isn't it like it if there's three, it. If there's like three X's?
Well, they're like if it's a really strong, bold X, that is definitely straight edge. I did a visual demonstration for an audio only format. but if it is a thin X, you are too young to drink.
Yeah. I mean, just quick X on the hand, they're not allowed to drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so where is going?
An X with purpose,
so
straight
where,
edge.
So where? Totally getting with that is like, okay, so are these stamps like seriously, are they made out of something different than just normal stamps? Because it takes me days to get the stamp off of my hand. Like I wash my hands religiously, especially like at the bar, like after the bathroom. Like you don't know.
Sure. No, you know? I definitely understand.
So like I'm always washing my hands and basically I went to the strip club on Saturday and you get a stamp.
Yes.
I washed my hands a ton. I showered. And I went and picked up my dad the next day, and I still have the Northern stamp on my hand.
Is it something discreet, or is it
no? It was
there?
it said like the northern, and it's got a lady. Like,
yeah,
it's
got that shadow. You can, so unfortunate. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You can still like kind of see it. And my dad's like, where were you last night? And I was like, I had to inform my dad. One, I was at a strip club, and then you know, be like, I swear, I wasn't performing there. I just went there with some friends for some beverages, and then of course, you know, he's questioning everything about me because his daughter was at a strip club. And I'm just saying, like, can we fix this issue? I want the stamps, and I understand why they don't wash off right away.
I was gonna say, yeah, if you go to the bathroom, you can't get back in after you smoke.
Yeah,
you have to pay the toll again.
If you go to the bathroom, you can't get back.
I was trying to wrap my head around.
No,
that,
but like you go to the bathroom, you go smoke a cigarette, you come back in, like I'm ready to rock.
Oh yeah, he's
and then they're like, no, you gotta get a stamp, $5. I don't know how much it is. I've only been there twice.
What?
Yeah,
It's $8.
I think it's a wonderful establishment. I've given money up there before because I thought they were doing a fine job. And then they gave me attention, which I didn't want. And so
that, okay, honestly, the very first time I went there, my friend was dancing.
Sure.
And so I actually worked at the bomb shelter, and she was like, hey, come upstairs when you're done and watch me. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
I had also never been.
Sure.
So I'm like, this is kind of weird. But I guess this is what you do, right? You just go support your friends.
Exactly.
And so like I went up there. And this girl, by the way, can move. She is amazing. But she's also wearing, like, nothing.
Oh.
And the entire time is like, hey, Katie, watch this. Hey, Katie, look what I could do. And she's got her her stuff in my face. And then she's doing, like, she's picking up my dollars with her booty.
That's very impressive.
Yeah. But the entire time it was like, no one else was there. Like, there were tons of people at a rail, but she was just so focused on me, like, hey, no, look. Hey, look at this. Hey, look, I learned how to do this. And I was like, this is odd.
Yes.
It was cool, but yes, I agree with the attention thing.
Yeah, I struggle. Oh, and, like, obviously, I feel like most people that put the money up there want the attention, but I was just like, oh, that was really impressive what you just did. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
A lot of those girls are like, they're really impressive. And so, and you know they're up there and to make money.
Yeah.
So, hey, I support the cause. Good job. That was cool. So I feel like you just need to paper airplane your money.
Yep.
And maybe throw it from the table.
Mm. Yep, that was probably the mistake there. We went belly up.
Yeah, yep. Can't walk up there.
Yeah, that is actually, now that I think about it, I put myself in a prime situation for tension.
I hope you're taking notes, Mike.
Yes. we should go to the Northern sometime.
Okay.
And
I can't even remember the last time I was there.
They serve grits once in a while, I've heard.
Fridays?
Like, Fridays.
I think they have Friday like brunch or something.
I've heard there's food
there. Nice.
So I don't know. I think the main point we're trying to make is just make a bunch of dollar paper airplanes before going if you don't want to receive attention.
Yes.
And make the ink on the stamps not last so long.
Yes. Yeah. That is hilarious that it's like, it's obvious where you were the night before, as opposed to being like Bud Light. You're like,
yeah, or just like when I went to a show at the aquarium recently, there was it was a music note.
Okay,
like a treble clef.
Yeah, yep. And like that was cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Also, what's wrong with bass clefs?
Nothing. We just don't have the bass clef stamp.
Okay.
Do you want me to go get a bass clef stamp for the aquarium?
I would feel more represented.
All right, I'll go get a bass clef stamp for the aquarium door.
I feel like we shouldn't just pinpoint one. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Honestly, we should stamp both hands. One treble clef, one bass clef.
You're onto something.
And if you only have the treble clef.
Isn't there more than just that?
I don't know. I'm a bad musician. I think it's just the two.
He's admitting.
I'm admitting. Groundbreaking interview.
we finally got to the core of what this is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
I've been punked.
Have you?
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Do you guys ever watch Parks and Rec?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, so two things.
Yes.
One, the Gotcha Girls.
Yep. Okay.
That would have been great if they just came
out.
Oh,
my God.
Gotcha!
If you Joan Coke. So whatever her name
She's
is.
Amazing.
I don't know. Off the top of my head.
And then can I tell you this funny joke that I made? Okay, if my friend Kirby's listening, he's going to be super mad that I'm even telling this joke again. But so I was at a show Thursday night, And there's, like, really beautiful, talented girl playing acoustic guitar. Like, we were all there, like, for sound check and stuff. I had to be there for that. And she's, like, playing guitar. And I just walk up to her, and I have, like, the biggest grin on my face because I already know the joke I'm going to make, and I'm laughing already at myself. And I was like, hey, do you know any Mouse Rat?
Oh, God.
And I lost it. And she's never seen Parks and Rec, oh, so no. She didn't get it. But my friend Kirby overheard me, and he walks up to me. He's like, Katie, no. No. And I'm like, I feel like it's a legitimate question. Like, do you know any Mouse Rat? I do.
I personally don't know how to perform it. I'm familiar with their songs. I do appreciate when I worked at Drecker, there's this guy. I wish I knew his name so I could plug him right now. He would do acoustic sets at the downtown Drecker, and he would do these really touching, like, Irish toast songs. And then he would, a lot of times, he'd finish up with 5,000 Candles in the Wind.
Yes!
Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a classic. That's not even Mouse Rat, but, I mean, the same show.
It is Mouse Rat.
Is it Mouse Rat? Oh, I mean,
it is Mouse Rat.
All
right. Yeah. Andy Dwyer wrote it specifically for that little Sebastian memorial, and Mouse Rat played it.
Oh, okay. I just remember.
Because they said, write a song like Candles in the Wind or something like that. And he was like, what's better than one candle in the wind?
5,000 candles in the wind. He's right. I mean, it's 5,000 times cooler than one candle.
I don't mean to derail this.
Okay.
We should probably derail this.
If anybody takes anything away from this interview, I recently watched Heart Beats Loud on Hulu. It's Nick Offerman's newest movie.
He's phenomenal.
Amazing.
You're going to have to text me
movie.
That.
Yeah.
It Heart Beats Loud. The music to it, I've been listening on Spotify. It's a movie with music in it, and like I just, it's so good. And the band, that never mind, this is dumb. I'll talk to you off the air about it.
Okay.
All right. Also, though, if you feel like crying,
yes,
you should listen to the soundtrack of Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh, that is...
That's a good one.
Can I do spoilers real quick for Grey's Anatomy?
Spoiler. Wait, I think I have to make an announcement.
Make an announcement.
Wait, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
All. What season are we talking?
I'm not sure. My girlfriend watched all of it, and I came
Never
in, and all it. Of a sudden, a guy wasn't there anymore, and it was real sad.
Oh, I already know that. So, yes, spoiler alert happening. So, stop listening.
The roommate that's super nerdy and awkward around women, I was surprised that he went away. That was all I had to say.
That was a pretty... dumb spoiler. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna elaborate a little more.
I don't remember his name.
That's very undetailed.
All right.
Is your girlfriend listening?
No, she's at work right now, unfortunately. That's a little bit why I was late too, because I went to Worst Beer Hall and said hi to her.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's why you were late.
A little bit, yeah.
And she's not even listening.
I got a new shirt I wanted to show her.
That's adorable. You guys,
I'd be mad if you weren't so cute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Except this is radio, so no one knows if you're attractive.
It's a polo. It's very dad, especially if I tuck it in. But I feel like not tucked in, it's just like, hey, I'm hip.
It's like gray, pastel, yellow, and blue. I wasn't expecting him to walk in with it. It's kind of weird.
It is. I wear mostly black at all times.
Why are you wearing a shirt underneath it? Is that how polos are to be worn?
I'm going to show you guys a demonstration. Okay. I don't feel comfortable with that little patch of skin showing.
Ah, got it.
Feel much better with the next patch of.
Can't you just button it up all the way?
Well, I could do this, but then it looks like I'm making a statement, which I'm nervous about.
like you're nervous to make the statement, or you just look nervous.
I just don't want people to think I'm that cool of a dude.
Oh, God.
Okay, you need to keep your shirt like that, though, because I do need to get a photo.
Okay.
That is amazing. You are definitely the most dad-looking person I've had on my show so far.
I am the proud father of two dogs and two cats.
He's a busy dad.
Got a lot of years of experience fathering the puppers and kitters.
I feel like we could just probably combine that into, like, one word.
Kitters. I'm afraid I'm going to say a slur if I do it wrong. Not that's what's natural, but like if I do it wrong, it could be awful. Kitty pup.
Puttons.
Puttons.
I don't know. Puppies and kittens.
I think critters probably is a
critters. There you go. That's safe. Critters.
Yeah. Yep. Critters.
There it is.
Critters is safe. Mm-hmm. Ish.
Yeah, ish. Let's I'm not breaking too many boundaries tonight.
wow. Okay. So yeah, what's up? Sorry, Mom. So we've been talking for like 28 minutes.
Really? Has it been that long?
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
So I do want to play a couple of your songs. So I am going to play you guys some music. But really quick, the reason why I have you on my show is because you guys have something super cool coming up.
Oh, yes. T&D Fest.
Yep, T&D Fest.
Can we not abbreviate it? Because like my mom's not.
The New Direction Fest. You have to say it slow so it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would it sound bad?
The New Direction.
The New Direction. Just think about it. And if you don't get it, we'll tell you by the end.
The Nude Erection.
There you go. Whatever. I get. Yeah, there you go.
Curtis is like, we'll tell you about the New Direction.
Just lay it out, Mike. Fine.
So the New Direction Fest.
Yep.
We're playing the last day of it. We're very excited.
Yep. Playing day three, and then we hit the road for 2 weeks.
This is this is year 8, correct? The Ocho?
Yep. This is the Ocho.
Second time we've ever played it. Or like other bands have played before multiple times, but
yeah, this is Past the Flasks second time playing T&D Fest.
We made the cut this year.
Yep.
Woo! And then you guys are going on tour?
Oh.
Yep, a week in the States and a week in Canada.
What?
Yeah. First international tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We live in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can call it.
But we're going to Canada. We're going up through Vancouver, so we're going all the way to Seattle and up. So it seems far away.
Okay, when you and I saw each other, where was that at?
That was in Olympia, and we're playing at that exact same place.
Wait,
this tour.
What? You were in Washington?
So I moved to Portland.
Yeah.
And I was living there for probably like 2 weeks. And when I moved up there, I didn't know anyone.
Okay.
And I was like, really use some familiar faces, and then I saw on Facebook that Curtis's band was going to be 2 hours north of me, and I was like,
"Yep." So we met up in Olympia, and it was
and I was like,
time.
"I was like, I got to
go up
there."
It was a weird show.
It was a weird show.
Yeah,
but remember, equipment broke.
Equipment broke. We played like three songs because I can't even remember. I just remember the friends were cool. The show itself was not.
Yeah,
and
the venue was really cool.
Yes. I had a great day, aside from how like the show was handled. I mean, we're from Fargo, and we got to play three songs because of equipment breaking, and I don't know. It was just a bad show.
I was a little upset because like I drove 2 hours,
and rightfully so. I mean, I'd be upset too.
But I mean, it was still cool, and like so like the place that they played at was cool, but that whole street that you guys were on was cool. I don't know if you guys even walked out and like ventured off.
I ventured off, I think, with one other person. I can't remember. But we went to, like, a different bar and just had a shot and kind of ventured for a little bit.
Yeah. That's cool. So that's crazy that you guys are going to be at that same exact spot.
Yeah. I hope the show runs better than it did
that
time.
It has to.
My God.
That was, like, what, like 2 years ago now?
Yes. 2.5. It was summer 2016.
Oh, gosh.
We got the show. I was struggling to book Olympia, and then one of the promoters I hooked up saw that we were from North Dakota. The other act was from South Dakota, and they're like, no, I have to book you guys. I've never done anyone from the Dakotas, and my family's from it's in South Dakota.
Pierre?
No. Aberdeen?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen.
It's on the way down. Yep, Aberdeen. And so he just booked us just because of that.
You didn't tell me that?
Sorry.
It's okay.
It is weird booking.
I thought he booked it because he remembered you and was like, hey.
Well, I did route the tour.
Yeah, Curtis did route it.
I usually do that. I just like routing. I don't know. It's fun.
Spot we're gonna stop it.
I'm excited for this tour. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
And T&D Fest. I mean, that whole weekend's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Oh, we did not promote that well. We
kind of derailed.
Yeah,
but I promise we will totally do that again. Yeah. Can you at least say the date?
Yeah. It's March 29th, March 30th, and March 31st, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And you guys play on the 31st?
Yep, 31st. We're on the final day. Yep.
But if you go to every day, you can see Curtis's drum set in action.
Oh, yeah, I'm letting them use my kit.
Oh.
As a house kit.
Oh.
So like
it's a nice kit. I think the world should hear this nice kit, I guess. I don't know.
Damn. So just go every day because there's a lot of cool bands. And actually, the next couple weeks, my guess are people who are playing in the New Direction Fest.
Heck yeah.
So, Cascades?
Oh, nice. Getting Matthew on and stuff?
Yep, they'll be on next Monday. And then Wild Amphora. Oh, Bobby's nice. Coming back.
Bobby back.
I love Bobby.
Dude, I had so much fun with Bobby in the studio that I'm just like, I'm really excited for him to come back. Sure. I don't know his bandmates. They will be. They
are. Everyone in Wild Amphora is super cool, super tight, super talented. Like, it's going to be cool.
We like Bobby a lot. We know the rest of the band much better. Yep. Like, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, me and Bobby, that was my second show.
Sure.
And my very first show, we talked a total of like 28 minutes. I was so nervous. I was like literally shaking and like, yeah, people can't see, but this is literally, so Alice was sitting over there. This is literally how I talked the entire time. I just talked like this. I like couldn't even see Alice, and I was just the entire time. I was terrified. And then Bobby and I, obviously he has a lot of music, and we talked about like all of his bands and everything. We played two of his songs. We talked that long.
That's incredible. I mean, I can imagine him doing that too. He's a very talkative guy.
Yeah, and like we've known each other for years, so we just play off of each other really Awesome. Well, obviously we do too, because once again, I'm not playing your music.
No, we're fine with that.
Yeah, but whatever, man.
Well, I know. Okay, and I know. Again, I talk about my mom a lot, but like legitimately, she likes to hear like the new music. But sure. she always asks me afterwards. She's like, "Where can I find it?"
Oh, well, that's a great question, Katie's mom.
She doesn't understand Spotify. She doesn't even understand Snapchat.
What? Okay, well, for starters, $10 a month. Get some Spotify.
Yeah. Actually, mine is $4.99 because I'm a college student. So you get premium Spotify, Hulu with commercials, Showtime for $4.99.
Well, all of it?
All of it.
Are you? I'm paying.
That's a sweet deal.
$10 a month for Hulu, $10 a month for Spotify. I don't have Showtime because I'm broke after those two payments.
Yeah. Seriously. And like, so yeah, being a student, how much do I pay? Really? How much do I pay a year?
I do pay $300 a month for my student loan. So I understand. I get that.
I'm probably never going to pay those.
Eventually it might probably go away. Hopefully.
I'm just kind of assuming that like I'll die and then that debt goes to someone else.
So
that's fair.
My parents co-signed with me, so if I get late, it's constant texts every day. I keep up on that to keep the family happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I worked at the Worst Beer Hall for the last 5 years, but I'm recently going to be done. I'm ready to not work in a bar anymore.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now
so
what are you going to do?
I'm driving Uber at the moment, and then I'm going on tour, and then I get back, I'm going to Uber while I find a new job.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you feel like telling us what you do, or do you not want my mom to know?
I really don't care if people know.
I swear more people than my mom and Damien are listening. But it's just more fun that way.
I bartend at Worst Beer Hall once a week, and I bartend at Dempsey's in the Aquarium. I've been doing that for 6.5 years.
Very cool.
Working there for 6.5 years, not bartending the whole time. Had to work my way up there. But
I bartended for 4 years. And then I worked at a daycare for a year, and now I am a homeless advocate for youth.
That's incredible.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's really constructive.
Yeah. So a lot, you know, and I work with a lot of people, and a lot of people tell me too, on like, you should talk about that stuff on your talk show.
Yeah.
But my talk show is meant to be funny.
That's fair. That's not funny.
I want it to be entertaining. You know what I mean? Like, I have such a serious life, 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
This is my hour to not be serious.
I like that.
Unless
you like find like the funny and like they use beef broth instead of chicken broth.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I don't even think that makes sense.
I'm picturing the soup kitchen. I have no idea.
You don't even.
I want to live in your head for a day.
Dude,
sometimes, I swear.
Like, what is going on here? Okay, but I am gonna play a couple songs because I never set up my tripod and I want to set that up. After these couple songs, though, we got some dad jokes to tell you, and
we got jokes.
We're pretty excited about that. So I don't know. Let's get this potty started.
This potty.
It did sound like I said potty.
Thank you. black waves crash their boats and drag me into a sinking hole. I took a look at my life, realized all lost its drive.
This hour of music on KRFF 95.9 LPFM is being underwritten by Flatland Guitar and Luthry. Flatland Guitars is your exclusive dealer for Paul Reed Smith, Yamaha, and Taylor guitars. They also feature Gresh and Jackson guitars along with used instruments and offer on-site repair. Check out Flatland Guitar and Luthry on Facebook or visit them at 1450 25th Street South in Fargo.
My goodness, Michael.
I go to Flatland all the time. I can advocate for them. They're great.
Why is your alarm going off?
Oh, it was Curtis's alarm. You scolded me. You scolded the wrong person.
Curtis.
Curtis.
What happened?
You're awake, aren't you?
Oh, I have like, if you look at my alarms, there's like 800 of them. I don't know why 8:45 p.m. is going off. That makes no sense.
Okay, well, let's see.
Sometimes I'll set an alarm for 8 a.m. and it goes to 8 p.m. So I understand that.
That's great. I'm glad someone else understands.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, it's muted.
Oh, nice. Oh, this is a jam.
This is where we're at. So, hello, hello, hello. Let's get a little...
Welcome to KRFF. A
little deep. What? There we go. This is Katie, Michael, and Curtis, and we're here to tell you some dad jokes to lighten up your Monday. While listening to Let's Dance by David Bowie.
A classic.
So, So who wants to hit the dad joke first?
So this is a joke I wrote years ago, and I hope it doesn't go over your head.
Was that the joke?
No. So a sandwich walks into a bar.
A what?
A sandwich. Like a
nope.
ham and cheese sandwich walks up to the bartender. Ham and cheese sandwich walks into the bar. Walks up to the bartender and says, "Hey, buddy, can I get a plate of nachos?" And he says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." And the sandwich says, "That's racist."
And the
bartender says, "No, we just don't have a kitchen." Oh. Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
It is a dad joke. It's not supposed to be super great. You got one?
I got nothing off the top of my head. I'm thinking, I don't know.
All right, so mine are a little more situational.
Mm-hmm.
And actually my mom did this, and it was more so embarrassing.
Nice.
But we were in Walmart, and she was walking with the shopping cart, and she bumped into someone else's shopping cart, and she said, "Hope you got insurance."
That's a mom joke. I like that.
Yeah. Came with the mom jokes. I like it.
It was so embarrassing.
That's very funny.
I guess you can go again because Curtis.
I'm bad at this.
You just brainstorm while we're doing this.
Yeah.
This is another one I wrote. So what do you call the T-Rex who fell down? He's a dinosaur. The words are right there, ready to go.
That is so terrible.
I mean, I don't mean to like. Jump to my turn again, but
no, I got one. Nope,
oh, no,
I got
no, no,
one.
You go.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
okay,
sorry.
I'm getting my dad on.
Okay, yes, please.
That's not an inappropriate.
oh no.
All right. Have a nice trip. See you next fall. After you witness someone tripping.
Yes. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That was it was more mean in grade school when you trip your friend.
Yeah,
you'd say that.
That is true.
Yeah,
the snowman one. What's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
No.
Snowballs.
That's so terrible.
I've got one for off the air after we're done, but with the dinosaur one, this one's a little bit more risque. What do you call what was the T-Rex's stripper name? Triceratopolis. I don't know. I just.
They're like you said, they're not supposed to be like. We're not supposed to find them obnoxiously funny. That's why they're dad jokes.
They're there. Yes.
They're just there. Honestly, I really don't think I have any more. Oh. I was just trying to think, and I was going to write some down, but I don't think I'm that clever.
That's all right. I've got a few more. And then
I'm more of like on the spot when something happens, like.
Oh, like.
Dad joke
a more
here,
pun
yeah.
based.
Yeah.
Insert dad joke here. Well, okay, wait. Now we need another background.
Oh. Shoot. There's Curtis, do you know songs? Don't Stop Believing My Journey. I have no idea.
What?
Can we afford
something
that?
Funny.
Something funny.
Can we afford that?
Something
funny?
Amish
Anything
Paradise.
By Weird Al.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's probably a lot of swears though.
Albuquerque. Yeah. Albuquerque.
There's right. definitely swears in there. There has to be swears in that 11 minutes of chaos.
Funny music. This is the screen. I would say 50% of it
funny
said
music.
Curtis, you should look at that screen again. It just says funny music really big.
I just took a guess and I was right.
This yep. is silly.
Yeah. All right. So that'll work for you?
Yeah. What was the last thing Grandpa said before he kicked the can? I'm going to kick this can.
That was great.
Thank you. No, that's probably my favorite one so far. What did Batman say to Robin before they got in the Batmobile? What? Robin, get in the car.
Jeez.
It's so.
You did. It's like the same exact joke as you just told, just different context.
Yes.
God.
Yeah. And that's why it's perfect.
So two antennas on a roof fell in love and they got married. The wedding was whatever, but the reception was excellent. Is there a antenna?
No, we get it. We're just done with you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I met a lady the other day. She's an ambulance driver. Her name was Nina.
All right. Well, I think.
You want to hear a construction joke?
Yep.
I think that's.
I'm still
I think
working
this is
on
literally
it.
That's a constructive joke.
It's a construction.
Construction joke.
A construction joke.
I've only got one more written down.
Okay, fine. You can do your last one.
Wait, were you actually reading up? Never mind.
No. Well,
he made these up.
No, I didn't. Most of them weren't made up, but I wrote down notes to remember them.
Did you make up the construction joke?
No. But when I heard it, the person's supposed to say no, and they want to hear another joke. And you're like, well, I'm still working on it, so that's fine. But you said yes, and I went on the fly, and it still worked.
It did.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
Psh.
Yeah, it's classic.
I knew that one.
All right, I'm out of jokes now.
All right.
Thank God. I'm sorry, it was like totally my idea too, Jill Dad.
Well, Don's not here, someone's got to harass Mike a little bit.
That's fair. Yep. Don's really mean. It's a good thing he's not here.
Is he mean?
He's a cruel old man.
Like how mean?
I think we have mixed opinions because I think he's a pretty cool dude.
He's not mean to you, right?
He's never mean to me.
He's a delight, and he's definitely not listening, so I can say whatever I want. I don't know. He's fine. I like him a lot. He's in his 30s, and we're not.
I'm almost in my 30s. Come on.
I mean, I'm getting there.
How old are all of we?
I got it.
I'm a little,
I thought cute began with Q, yeah, so yeah. You're good.
I'm a wee lad at the age of 27.
No, I'm an old fart at 29.
And our guitar player, Riff, is an age that I'm not sure.
He's the same age as me.
He's also 29.
He's 28, turns 29 soon.
And Don's in his 30s, and that's all I know. 33, 34?
I think it's 33.
Yeah, he's really good at bass, though.
So 33 and really good at bass.
Yeah.
And he's mean to you.
And he's mean to me.
But he's not mean to Curtis.
Well,
and that's why Curtis likes him.
Probably.
Mike likes him, too.
I do like him, too. There's a few photos of us smooching.
There's a lot of pent-up tension between the two.
Yeah, you guys didn't see what Curtis did, but it was an inappropriate hand motion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have seen the photo of you two totally locking lips.
Yeah, it was, well.
Sucking face.
Like I said, there's a lot of tension there.
When we first met, there's a lot of passion. And since then, the passion has faded and the cruelness has come out. And I wouldn't say it's in a. Abusive is the wrong word, but it's it is a negative relationship, but we both
deeply love each other.
We love each other. But there's just so much history.
You know? Oh my gosh.
It's cute. I get to
watch
the whole
thing. He
didn't
show up for the radio interview today, even though it was important to me. Like, you know?
He said he had to work, and then he said if he got off early, he'd show.
So he didn't go to work. He's sick. He's sick in bed. And I was like, well, you can go to the radio, but he's like, no. Sick.
I would have came if I was sick.
Yeah. Maybe I'm sick.
Yeah. You don't know. We all...
I mean, I'm sick.
We're all pretty sick.
Yeah, we're all pretty sick, but I'm not, like, sick.
Yeah.
What?
Coughing on these mics for the next people.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
They can be just as sick as us.
Man, this interview was ill.
So sick, it's contagious. There we go, dad joke. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
There we go.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
I did it.
There it is. There it is.
I was so proud that I didn't do it.
We're getting canceled.
Like, didn't you guys just talk on the radio?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't say one swear word.
Did you guys just talk not as much?
Very.
Yeah, Marty
minimally.
Talked a lot. He really carried the conversation, which is fine. It was made it easy for us. But
yeah. Obviously, you guys are only allotted like so many words before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that,
guys. Like we literally have like 3 minutes.
I was so close.
3 minutes, which is how many seconds?
We feel so comfortable.
Yeah,
here.
I got comfortable. It just slips out.
I
talk how I normally talk.
This, you know.
It maybe if you would have remembered the button.
Yeah.
I don't know what your excuse is.
I don't know. Maybe
Chris
I should stop wearing all black.
I don't like that your shirt says rose gold and it's not rose gold.
That's a fair point.
That it's kind of annoying me.
It's kind of purple, not gold.
They're nice dudes.
Lavender.
Oh, lavender is a good word for it. Oh shoot, a light lavender.
Dusty lavender.
It is a car
a
by a
lavender.
Lavender field on a windy day.
Okay.
Really?
It's been dusted with its petals.
You couldn't just. You sound like you're making up. What's the crazy art? You're making up a crazy art color. Yeah. The crayons crazy art.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I agree.
Nothing. There's nothing that like it's not blue. It'll be like bubblegum blue.
Oh sure.
Oh electric lime.
Yeah. All crazy art colors are like that.
Mutilated
laser
salmon.
Lemon. Mutilated salmon. Well, you should go into
that escalated
like,
quickly.
Like colors, dude, man.
Well, do we have to teach you colors?
Yes.
I think.
Show me. What is that?
This is green.
Painting all the colors
red numbers
of the wind.
I would say that
symbols.
Is a where my dogs go to the bathroom. Grass.
Oh, got it. I was like, what are you talking about?
So you can't even say green. It's grass.
Grass. I tried.
Grass!
It's great. I don't know.
I spaced out right there real hard.
You were gone.
Yeah, I was. I was out.
Dude, Curtis, like, legitimately, he left.
Yeah, I clocked out for, like, a split second.
That was amazing. I witnessed it. I, like, watched your soul leave your body.
Little astral projection.
Really, cause, like I looked over and she was looking right at me. Like, oh crap, someone saw it.
You just let me go off. You weren't listening to my tangent.
I kind of. I
can't. Yeah. I can't have you guys on the air anymore.
That's fine.
I'm just kidding. Actually, it's just time for us to say bye.
Okay. Well, we tried.
What? I had fun.
I enjoyed myself. I didn't. That was a fast hour.
I'm
yeah.
really sorry, Katie's mom, for the words.
My mom's fine. Mom, you're fine, right? You haven't even texted me for like 20 minutes. Did you stop listening?
She couldn't hear me, and then she left.
She was. I think she said you guys were cute, though.
Aww.
Because she said, she's like, you have cute boys on tonight.
That's fine.
Even though they have potty mouths.
Yeah.
Except she probably saw the photo that I posted of you you three, and she probably thinks Don's the cute one.
Have you looked at him? He's probably got camel shorts on. Pretty cute.
Soup's adorbs.
Handsome devil.
Handsome devil.
Can't even see his legs.
We
get it because of camo.
Hey.
Dad joke.
Where'd your legs go,
oh,
Dad?
That's so good. Oh, that was a snort. It made it.
I can edit this and post it. I'm going to just take out the snort. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's it. That's the only thing I'm taking out.
Taking out anything else?
Not even a single letter?
Not even the green